This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 48, the Helpful Content Update, also known as HCU. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because the helpful content update. Well, I'm grumpy because people are misunderstanding it. I want to talk a little bit in this episode about the helpful content update. Many people have been talking in recent days about the helpful content update. People have been saying things like they lost 90% of their traffic, which that's terrible. By the way, I think that it makes perfect sense for you to be upset if you've lost 90% of your traffic, okay? So I'm going to tell you what I think the helpful content update did. And to be extremely clear up front, I think that 99% of people in the SEO industry are going to disagree with almost everything I say in this episode. But this will be based on my 14 years of experience of understanding how search engine algorithms work. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Before we get started, I want to say that the helpful content update, HCU as it's sometimes called, the helpful content update, I believe, is a bit of a misnomer, okay? Now, I can already hear people saying, well, Grumpy SEO Guy, you're just going to tell us to get more backlinks. Of course you don't think it has anything to do with content. Just hold on. We're going to get to that in a minute. I don't think that it was named correctly. But I think this is why people have been making such a big deal out of it. If somebody told me that the reason my website traffic fell was because of something called a helpful content update, I think that I would say, oh my, I need to change my content. There must be a problem with my content. My content must not be helpful. The search engines must be able to tell if content is helpful or not. Now, we already know that search engines cannot tell if content is helpful or not. Let me provide a little bit more information on that. In previous episodes, I have said that search engines cannot tell the difference between helpful content and unhelpful content. They cannot tell the difference between useful content and useless content, and they cannot tell the difference between good content and bad content. The only way they can determine the difference is by how other websites respond to that website. Now, if you've listened to Grumpy SEO Guy, you know that rank comes from authority, and authority comes from backlinks from authoritative websites. The reason search engines use authority is because they cannot tell if content is good or not. They cannot tell if it's helpful or not. They cannot tell if it is useful or not. So what they do is they look at how are other websites reacting to that content, which basically means, are they linking to it? Now, the general concept, and I'm going to give an example that I think will explain this in a minute, but the general concept is that better content will get better backlinks. Because most blog creators, for example, like to link to good quality content, and they don't like to link to bad quality content. So it makes sense that good quality content will probably get better quality backlinks. Now remember, if you're a search engine, you can't tell the difference between good content and bad content. So you have to look at what other websites are doing. Are they linking to it or not? The concept is better content gets better backlinks. Therefore, they can reasonably guess that the more high-quality backlinks a website has, the more useful it is. Now, I know people that don't listen to Grumpy SEO Guy are going to be disagreeing with that. So let me give you an example. I want you to imagine you haven't listened to music in your entire life. And then one day you think, I'm going to listen to music. But you know that there are so many songs in the world. How will you ever pick a song? You know that there's different kinds of songs. How will you ever pick a song that's good? How will you ever pick a song that's good? Do you think if you go to the pop charts for that week and pick the first one or two or three songs and listen to it, that you might probably get a pretty good song? Do you? I think you would. Now, somebody's going to say, oh, pop music is terrible. That's a bad way to do it. You know what? That's fine. Some people don't like pop music. You might think that one style of music is better than another, and that's totally fine. But in this example, if you haven't ever listened to music before, you're probably going to be pretty satisfied picking a top pop song. Why? Pop music is popular for a reason. Most people like it, and even if they don't like it, they generally find it unoffensive. Now, I know that some music listeners are going to say, oh no, pop music is the worst. It's all produced and it's formulaic and blah, blah, blah. Okay, those are all fair points, but it's also popular. Okay, so just because you don't like it doesn't mean that many people don't like it. So if you've never heard music before and you played whatever the most popular song on the charts was for that week, it would probably be a pretty good guess that that's a pretty good song to listen to. Even for those of you that hate pop music, I hope you still understand the analogy. And let's just think about that for a minute. Pop music is popular because it's popular. Okay, that's why it's called pop music. Now, pop music is pop music for a reason. The songs that make it to the top of the rankings make it there because they get the most purchases or the most downloads or whatever. People like them for a reason, okay? It doesn't mean everybody likes them, but you have a reasonably good chance of a pop song being acceptable by most people because that's the purpose of pop music, okay? Now, I want to give you one more example, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about SEO. I've mentioned many times before the high school popularity example, and I'm going to do it again because this is going to be mentioned later on, and I think it's going to make the helpful content update make a little bit more sense. In high school, what makes somebody popular? Are they popular because they're the smartest person in the school? No. They might be the smartest person in the school, but that's not the reason they're popular. Are they popular because they are the best athlete in the school? Well, they might be the best athlete in the school, but that's not the reason they're popular. Are they popular because they're the nicest person in the school? Well, they might be the nicest person in the school, but that's not why they're popular. They're popular because they're friends with popular people. Now, if you think back to high school, that's pretty much how it worked too. Like, all you had to do to be popular was be friends with the popular kids. All of those other things, being nice, being smart, being good at sports, that's not what makes you popular. Now, you might be thinking, if you think about the popular people at your high school, maybe that was back in the day, you know, I don't know how old anybody is, but maybe that was back in the day, you're probably thinking, oh, they were really smart, they're really nice, or depending on your high school, maybe they're really good at sports, but that's not what made them popular. Because look, I bet if you really tried to remember, you would think of somebody at your high school that was very nice, but wasn't popular. Why? Because being nice doesn't make you popular. I bet you could think of somebody that was very smart, but wasn't popular. Why? Because being smart doesn't make you popular. I bet you could think of somebody that was a good athlete that wasn't popular. Why? Because being a good athlete doesn't make you popular. Popular people can do all of those things, but that's not what makes you popular, okay? And by the way, it's like side note here, that's called a blind spot in self-development. Well, I think technically a blind spot refers to when there's something about yourself that you don't see, but I think that it can also apply to like your overall concept of reality. Like when there's evidence around you that something is not correct, but you can't believe it because it would break your concept of reality that your ego has constructed. So little, like totally off topic, but there are things that disprove rules all around you all the time, but you literally don't notice them because doing so would break your concept of reality. Now, I know we're getting a little bit like off of SEO, but just fun fact, if you want to like look up blind spots, if that like topic sounds interesting to you. So the point is, people will come up with all of these reasons. If you think about the popular kids in your high school, oh, they're popular because they're really nice. Oh, they're popular because they're good at sports. Oh, they're popular because they're really smart. No, none of those was the reason that any of them were popular. The reason they were popular is because they were friends with other popular kids. In other words, other popular kids liked them. Okay, now let's talk about SEO for a minute. Let's say there's a website in the first position, okay? Is that website there because it has good content? No. It might have good content, but good content is not the reason that it's there. Is it there because it has a great website layout? Well, it might have a great website layout, but that's not the reason it's there. Is it there because it has a very short site loading speed? Well, it might have a very short site loading speed, but that's not the reason it's there. The reason it's there is because it has authority. The reason it has authority is because other authoritative websites made backlinks to that site. Or, to compare it to high school, the reason somebody is popular is because they are accepted by other popular kids. That's what makes you popular. It's not your smartness. It's not how nice you are. It's not how good at sports you are. And there are exceptions to all of those rules which prove that's not the rule. But it's funny because, to talk about high school again, I know for me personally, pretty much all the popular kids in my high school were the good athletes. My high school was very, very good at sports. Pretty much all the athletes were popular, but they were not popular because they were athletes. They were popular because other kids liked them. But if you had asked me back in high school, hey, grumpy SEO guy, why are those kids so popular? I'd say, oh, it's because they're the good athletes. They're the star athletes. Everybody loves the star athletes. Well, maybe people do like the star athletes, but that's not the reason they were popular. And you know what? There were some exceptional athletes at my high school that were not popular. Therefore, being an athlete does not make you popular. You might be an athlete and also be popular, but that's not what makes you popular. Let's talk about SEO. Your website might have great content, but that's not why it ranks. Your website might have an awesome web design, but that's not why it ranks. Your website might be super fast, but that's not why it ranks. It ranks because it has authority, okay? There are plenty of websites that load fast, that have awesome web design, and have superb content, and they don't rank. And the reason they don't rank is because they don't have authority. Now, let's talk about the helpful content update, because this is what I think happened. I've said before that search engines cannot tell if content is good or not. You might even be tired of hearing me say that, honestly, because I've probably said it like 3 times already in this episode. I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to back it up, and then we're going to talk about the helpful content update. Search engines cannot tell if content is good or bad just from the content, so they have to evaluate it by the reactions of other websites, meaning our quality websites building backlinks to it. Depending on how much you have read about a certain antitrust trial of a certain well-known search engine company, you may have seen some documents that were incorporated into this trial. One of them, I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read to you this document, okay? It's a quick little slide. It's probably from PowerPoint. I don't know. It's only 4 sentences. Don't worry. The top of the document says, "We do not understand documents. We fake it." The next line says, "Today, our ability to understand documents directly is minimal." And then the next line says, "So we watch how people react to documents and memorize their responses." In other words, search engines cannot tell useful from useless content. They have to go by the reactions of people or websites, depending on how you're going to understand that last sentence. In other words, content does not matter when it comes to ranking. This was literally taken from an antitrust trial involving a very popular search engine that you probably can think of. By the way, if you want to look at these documents yourself, I'm going to tell you how to find them. Listen, I don't usually recommend other websites or anything on this podcast, but I'm going to tell you a website in a minute because I think it's important that you view these documents for yourself. So anyway, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to your favorite search engine, all right? And I want you to search for Search Engine Land Antitrust Documents. Now look, Search Engine Land, I know they're a pretty well-known website. They happen to be hosting these documents. You should probably look for this if you still don't believe me that content doesn't matter. Use your favorite search engine and search for Search Engine Land Antitrust, that's A-N-T-I-T-R-U-S-T, Antitrust Documents. And you're going to find a result that says 7 must-see Google search ranking documents in antitrust, because the full name doesn't fit. And then you're going to click on that. And if you want, you can read this article. But basically what I would do is I would scroll down to the third picture, which is in section number 2, ranking. And it says, we do not understand documents. We fake it. But anyways, if you want to find the documents that I'm talking about, that's how you can find them. So searchengineland.com has them hosted. It's pretty cool if you want to take a look at them. So I don't know what to tell you. That's what I've been saying for years. That's what I've been saying in this entire podcast. And it was proven conclusively with internal documents in a trial. Now, for anybody who wants to tell me that helpful content update involved their content, go for it. But I'm going to tell you what I think was involved in the helpful content update. I don't think the helpful content update had very much to do, if anything, with content. Now, I am fully aware that there are some well-known SEO websites that are talking about specific things that you should do to your content to recover. And the people who were affected had the following characteristics with their content. That's fine. I've seen suggestions recommended that you should make the following modifications to your content if you want to recover from the helpful content update. That's fine. You can follow those if you want. You can do whatever you want to your content because as long as you don't get a penalty, it doesn't really matter. Now, the purpose of content is for people, not for search engines, but it's kind of a different topic. But I just want to be clear because people like to say that I say things that I didn't actually say. I have never said you should use low quality content. What I have said is it's not a ranking factor. You should always write good content because it's helpful to people. If you go to a website and it has terrible content, that's really frustrating and it's wasting everybody's time. But if you go to a website and it's helpful, well, that's pretty awesome. That's a great website. So you should always write good content. But don't think that if you write good content, you are going to be at the top of the search engines because you wrote good content, because it doesn't work that way. Okay, let me tell you what I think the helpful content update was all about. I might be wrong, okay? But this is my best guess as far as what the helpful content update did. I think the helpful content update was a redistribution of authority. Let me give you an analogy that might make sense. Let's commingle SEO and high school popularity. I want you to imagine a popular person in high school. I want you to imagine someone is popular. Okay, why are they popular? Because they're friends with popular people, right? We've established that. Okay, now there's an algorithm update, and all of this person's friends are no longer cool. They're no longer popular after the update, okay? So what happens? Well, that person is no longer popular. And the reason they're not popular is because their friends are no longer popular. Remember, popularity comes from being friends with people who are popular, just like ranking comes from having authority, which comes from backlinks from authoritative websites. That's why you rank. That's why you can be popular in high school. Now, if there is an algorithm update, and all of that person's friends were no longer popular, well, that person is no longer popular either. But think about it like this. They didn't stop being friends with that person. It's not like they lost backlinks. Sometimes people lose rank because they lose backlinks. Maybe a website removed the links. Maybe that website expired. You know, if your backlinks disappear, you might lose some authority and you might not rank as high. But in this case, you didn't lose any of your friends. You didn't lose any backlinks if we're dealing with SEO. However, your friends aren't popular anymore. Therefore, you're not popular anymore. I think the helpful content update was a redistribution of authority based on various factors, and therefore the websites that link to you lost authority, which means they are no longer giving you as much authority, which means you no longer have as much authority, which means you're no longer ranking where you used to rank. Or, to put it differently, your friends are no longer popular. And as a result, you're no longer popular. Now, I might be totally wrong, but I don't think so. So, how do you fix the helpful content update if you were affected by it? Well, ultimately, my advice is the same as it always is. Make sure you don't have any penalties. Get good quality backlinks. If it helps you to think about it this way, think of the help, and this isn't, I'm not saying that this is the case. Don't confuse my words, okay? But if you want to think of the helpful content update as a giant discovery of an enormous PBN, you could think of it that way. No links got removed, nothing happened, but a bunch of websites dropped all of their authority. Well, I guess in a PBN, it would be all of the authority. I mean, helpful content update, I don't think it was all the authority. I just think it was a big alteration to the amount of authority that certain websites have. And the result was the same, less authority for the site getting the links, less ranking for the site getting the links. Based on my experience, that's what the helpful content update was. I might be wrong. Look, if I find out that that's not true, I will do another podcast episode and say, hey guys, this is what actually happened. I was wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. I guess we'll see though. And I will say one more thing. Maybe I should have put this at the beginning. I have been told that people are offering content audit services for recovering from the helpful content update. Don't buy those. I don't think it had anything to do with content. I don't think you should ever pay an SEO agency to do your content anyway. And I don't think there's a way to change your content and have the search engine say, well, this person fixed their content. Now it is helpful. Let's put them at the top of the search engines. I don't think that's going to happen. I might be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong about this, but I may be wrong. Anyway, I hope this got you to a place where you better understand the helpful content update, or at least my thoughts on it. I will admit though, there are a lot of people that are posting online about change this on your content, change this other thing on your content. That's how you recover from the helpful content update. Look, just first of all, I don't think that has anything to do with it. But if it did, let me give you an example. One of the things I saw was that they're looking for experience. And the way that they detect experience, you know, supposedly the algorithms, is by looking at things that say I and are written in first person. So let's just hold on to that idea for a second. Do you actually think that a search engine that has been correcting and perfecting the authority algorithm for over a decade, do you think they're going to make a change to their algorithm so that all you have to do is put I on your page and suddenly you rank? Really? I mean, maybe in the 90s when you could keyword stuff, yeah, that's how it worked back then. But the reason search engines changed to using authority and backlinks is because it was so easy to fake your authority with keyword stuffing. The only thing in all of SEO that is not easy to spoof is authority. You can do anything you want. You can make your site load faster. You can hire smarter people than you to write better content. You can make your website look beautiful. You can do all the things. And all of those are easy except getting authority. Getting authoritative domains is hard. And even if you don't believe it's hard, it still takes work and money and time. It's difficult in some regards to build a collection of authoritative domains. It's not easy like changing your content so that you say, I did this instead of this is the thing. Like I can't, and again, I might be wrong, but that doesn't make any sense. Why would a website suddenly lose ranking because it didn't say, I did this? That wouldn't happen. I mean, look, I guess it could happen, But that doesn't make sense. Why would that happen? Why would a search engine ignore authority? I mean, arguments could be made for why authority should be ignored, right? Like, obviously, the purpose of SEO is to manipulate results with authority. Like, obviously, I've said that many times. That's how SEO works. But at least that is hard. Like, rewriting your content so it says, I feel that blah, 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 instead of just blah, blah, blah. Like, and yes, I'm oversimplifying here, but you get the point. If rewriting something can suddenly make you rank, that doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm not saying that that isn't what happened, because maybe the search engines have decided that content is king, but like, I doubt it. But that doesn't make any sense. I have mentioned many times before that if it can be automated, it will be devalued, right? That's why you don't do things like forum profile links and blog comment links, because they're spammy, because they're easy to do, because there are literally scripts that will do it for you because it's automated. So the reason those things don't work is because they have no value, because they are easy. There's nothing scarce about any of those. Look, If blog comments worked, it would be super easy and SEO would just be like, it wouldn't have any value at all, okay? If writing in first person on your website was the way to rank, everybody would rank. If everybody can do something, it doesn't have any value. The reason authority matters is because it is very difficult to get authoritative domains. I mean, yes, a lot of people have them, but most people don't. That's why they have value. It's like currency. You want to know why you have to use money to buy things and you can't use like grass or leaves or rocks? It's because most people could easily go get leaves or grass or rocks, but most people can't just go get money. Therefore, money has value. Any change that you can easily make to your website is not going to make a big difference. Thinking it does is so lacking in understanding of everything the search engine algorithm has ever been. So if that is the way to rank, is to just change your content a little bit, everyone would do it, and then it wouldn't work anymore. Because if suddenly everybody has amazingly helpful content, how is the algorithm going to determine where people should rank? Everybody has helpful content now. Who's going to rank in the top position? It's as if they would have to rely on authority. So you're telling me, for all the people that actually think content is involved in the helpful content update, you're telling me that all you have to do is go rewrite your website to say, I did blah, 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 and make it first person, and suddenly you're an expert and you're going to rank. Really? So you don't think that's easy and could be easily automated by either software or just hiring people at one penny a word or whatever to go rewrite your articles for you? Really? You think that easy of a change is going to make a big difference in the search engine results? Really? That logic flies in the face of everything the search engines have done in the last 14 years since I've been in the industry. So again, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so, because if it can be automated, it will be devalued. And even if that is the case, that simply writing in first person to say that I learned that blah, 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 instead of just saying blah, blah, blah. And again, yes, I know that I'm oversimplifying that, but the thinking is still there. That could be easily automated. That is such an easy change. There is no way that that is going to have anything to do with whether or not you rank in the search engines. In my opinion, that is. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about four methods you can use to get backlinks to your website.